In nombre del comité, quiero agradecer.
May I thank on behalf of the committee. Thank you, sir, for the presentation of your initial statement. May I extend a warm welcome to and pay tribute to the work of a person who is with the delegation as president of the National Institute for Women in Benin. Ms. Mbouk Nelkadia, who is with us sitting at the podium. She was a CEDAW expert between 2003 and 2006. Be assured, madam, of our respect and recognition for your significant contributions to what the CEDAW has done over the years. Distinguished delegation, as you are aware, the procedure of the committee for the consideration of periodic reports is for questions to be posed by a number of experts, following which the delegation will be given back to the delegation so that you have an opportunity to respond to those questions. Following that, another group of experts will be given an opportunity to pose questions themselves, and the delegation will be again given the floor to respond. The experts' questions will be asked largely following the order of the articles of the convention. This procedure is followed throughout the two meetings of today. I would like to remind the delegation that the committee will aim to complete its consideration of the implementation of the convention by Benin by 5 p.m. today. As I was saying previously, this dialogue is being webcast live on UN Web TV. I wish also to draw the delegation's attention to the need for careful time management, and in that connection, I encourage the delegation to provide precise, short, and direct responses to experts' questions, as well as to indicate when a response cannot be provided. In that case, your delegation should take note of those questions that cannot be answered immediately, and subsequently you may request to submit the pending information in writing within 24 hours, namely one working day from the end of the constructive dialogue, which would be, in this case, by Wednesday, 22nd of October at 5 p.m. In order to enable an interactive dialogue, the submission of additional information in writing should be the exception rather than the rule. If the delegation submits additional information in writing within 24 hours, such information should not exceed 1,500 words and should be timely, concise, and answer the concrete questions the experts will have posed. Please also note that such information will be published on the CEDAW website for the 89th session as it forms part of the public dialogue. Lack of or inadequate replies to questions posed by the committee may result in follow-up questions and eventually may be reflected in the concluding observations of the committee. I should also like to indicate that if necessary, the delegation may be asked to limit its responses should this become necessary due to time considerations. I will now call upon the experts who wish to pose questions that under the various articles of the convention. Experts are also reminded to respect the time limits for questions. Where questions are not sufficiently answered, experts will be given an opportunity to ask follow-up questions for 2 minutes. We will start with questions, therefore, relating to Articles 1 and 2, and 2 minutes for the country rapporteur, Ms. Brenda Akia, after which we will hear from Ms. Nicole Ameline on Articles 1 and 2 of the Convention. But, as I said, Ms. Akia We'll begin. You have 2 minutes to make your comments, introductory statements. Thank you.